This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No surprise. And how about the crazy story about the unresponsive jet that lost contact for more than 15 minutes after takeoff? And what an odyssey that turned out to be. Very sad end to that story, and some questions about how long it took over what was supposed to be secure airspace for the F-16s to scramble. Hey, hey, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. Here we are kicking off another week as we did just in our last show, booting it through the beginning of June. I feel like a broken record, but I have to say, in the now 16 years that I've done this, it seems like every time we hit this point in June, I don't know how we got there. Do you feel that way? Do you feel like, didn't it seem like we just slid through the new year? Poof, before you know it, we had a couple of major horrific storms and things that happened, and then all before you know it, all of a sudden we're here in summer. And again, my name is Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us on this show. So let's talk about this jet. It reminded me so much, and this is what I said the other day, of Payne Stewart and what happened with Stewart, who was an incredible PGA golfer, and he really had started to come into his own. And then he was in a jet where everybody got hypoxia and it crashed. So the pilot of this unresponsive private jet triggered what would, of course, be an interception by military fighter jets protecting D.C. And the jet took off from Tennessee, and it was only a mere, 15 minutes before there was no response. But what was crazy is the response of the F-16s, how long it took them, well over an hour, to scramble over this secure airspace. And one of them, just supersonic boom. And people in D.C. had no idea what was going on in surrounding areas because they heard this incredible boom and had no idea. But that was one of the F-16s trying to catch up to this plane. So hypoxia is a shortage of oxygen in the blood, and it can happen. It's a rare thing, but it can happen on a plane, and it's happened before, like I said, with Payne Stewart years and years ago, decades ago, and people couldn't believe it, that this plane was just flying and there was no way to get there to get them off the plane until finally they just crashed. And that's exactly what happened here, because they can't explain why the pilot and the passengers didn't respond at all by air traffic controllers and even flares that were sent up around the plane. And that's the explanation, most likely. It's the decompression of the jet's pressurized cabin, so you have no chance. The flight was cruising from East Tennessee to Long Island at 34,000 feet, an altitude where pilots have maybe 30 to 60 seconds to get the oxygen mask when pressure drops, or they go unconscious. That's exactly what this does. So then you have these F-16s that reach the Cessna on Sunday at about 3:20-something in the afternoon. They did set off those flares. Like I said, they tried everything they could to get the pilot's attention. Nothing, nothing, nothing. The FAA lost contact with the jet, like I said, right practically when it took off. And after they lost contact, and there were all these connections with the military and national security and homeland security and other law enforcement agencies, and eventually it led to the F-16s. And then, of course, the fatal crash because, you know, over Virginia, because they couldn't get the plane, they could have shot the plane down, but the plane eventually just crash-landed because there was nobody on the plane that was alert, that was able to do anything. And you know, this is what happens. the flight turned around and kept flying. So it was very strange. It went from Tennessee, Elizabethton, and it took off and went toward Long Island, then turned around. That's when the plane was flying over Washington, D.C., and then eventually crashed in Virginia. And that's what happens when you go into this extreme, you know, this sleep, that unconsciousness. And the area where it crashed was rough, rough terrain. So really tough to get to the top of the mountain, because that's where it all ended up. And the sad story, the plane's passengers, a woman, her toddler, and a nanny, Adina Azarian, who's well known in the real estate biz in New York, and a young, very young toddler, like I said, a two-year-old, a nanny, and of course the pilot as well. Very, very crazy thing that happened. And then the questions abound as to why did it take so long. So here we go again. Why did it take so long? You got a plane that's mysteriously flying over this airspace that's supposed to be super, super protected airspace, and nothing is happening, nothing is happening, nothing is happening until it's over the Capitol. I mean, did it enter the restricted airspace? According to the map that I looked at, it looked like it was restricted airspace for sure. I mean, you had six F-16s that were launched from three bases. From three bases. And they were authorized, because they were behind, so they were authorized to travel at those supersonic speeds. That's why people had that panic feeling when they had these sudden shock waves, because of the kind of boom that it would make for the people on the ground, right? In fact, Joe Biden, the president, was golfing at Andrews Air Force Base golf course, which is near Maryland's Joint Base Andrews, right, when that boom fluttered through Washington. And, you know, the whole idea was, get it down, figure it out, that whole thing. And when I say get it down, see what's going on. And they, again, tried to do what they could, but they could not do it. They could not get to them. So it is the theory of hypoxia, which has happened in other occasions. And probably the most famous, like I said, is the former golfer Payne Stewart, who they just watched. They could do nothing. They knew it was his plane, but they couldn't do anything to get the plane down. And I think it reminded people of that sad, sad crash, that ill-fated crash for him. It was just, it happened in 1999, and they lost that cabin pressure, and it crashed in a South Dakota pasture. I remember that. So anyway, really scary moments, and then lots of questions abounding about why didn't this happen faster? And then Mike Pence just makes it official. I mean, here we go, another Republican in the race. I mean, how many? In fact, John Sununu pulls out, says there's too many in this race, forget it. So, not his exact words, but that was the feeling. So the former VP officially files for the Republican primary campaign. So the nation's 48th president formally announcing, I want to be in this. I'm going to be in Iowa on Wednesday on my 64th birthday, and we're really officially kicking it off then. Coming up, Apple wants to take over the world, but it's going to cost you if you want to get on board. How much? Next.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. Or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. Or by calling 818-965-9113.
Over the world, and in a sense they do, a special world, the virtual world. Yeah, I had to put that word virtual in there just so you know. But it's true, they got this thing called the Vision Pro, and why would I be talking about this at the top? Because the Vision Pro is this thing, it's like how we're seeing movies now, where everything's, things are happening in front of you. You're watching displays of cakes exploding, or you're going back and you've got a headset on and you're watching scenes from your life, or you've got all your apps in front of your face and you're just touching them. It's virtual reality on steroids with incredible 3D, with like real world applications. And it's going to cost, for this mixed reality headset, it's almost $3,500. They just unveiled it. And it is, when we talk about technology and it's taking over the world in a sense, and is there's the good side of technology, the awful side of technology, there's ChatGPT, and how many jobs will that eliminate? And this is really interesting to see what will happen with this Vision Pro, because it is exactly what I said. The way you can navigate with your eyes and your hands, the way you can search with voices, the way you can watch movies, including in 3D, with a spatial audio, how you can look at pictures and video and play video games, and how you can do video conferencing. It is, I have to say, it is mind-blowing. I mean, the whole thing of over-indulging in virtual reality, I think can be dangerous, but this is a game changer, will be a game changer for a lot a lot of people for sure, because it creates a realistic looking avatar of a user. You use it in experiences. The headset fits different face shapes and sizes, and it's adjustable, and that's all the things that you didn't really get before. Trust me, the CEO of Disney, because they're involved in this and they're in this partnership for this Vision Pro, he is beyond excited. He jumped up on the stage to announce that Disney Plus would be available on the Vision Pro from day one of its release. So that would mean you could be sitting there in a doctor's office, on a train, on a whatever, and you could be watching this, and it is so high-techy. It is, I think, the most that I've seen where we've looked at futuristic movies, and this is the movie is now the reality, the panoramic view that you get in the headset. The watching a game, a video game, or watching a live game unfold before you, and just some of the applications of this. You know, the CEO has been talking about the potential of augmented reality, Tim Cook, that overlays computer graphics. That's really the good definition of it. It overlays these slick computer graphics onto the real world. So the tech could eventually be an everyday device for most people. And they believe, and this is the reason why I'm talking about this, that its impact could be similar to the invention of the internet. You remember the invention of the internet, don't you? I don't care how old you are. I'm thinking, especially if you're 30 and above, you definitely, definitely remember that, because it changed so much of what we were doing in all of our jobs, no matter what your job was, completely, completely changed. So this is big. Where it ends up, and does it really become the thing that then becomes affordable and more people end up getting it? All of this remains to be seen. Will it be clunky and creepy, and will this be something that'll be embraced or repelled? Probably a little of all those things. But it is like, or could be like, the start of the internet. Certainly Apple is hoping that, right? Certainly they want it to become the thing, the next incredible game-changing thing. It's a question mark, but it is here. And they've worked out lots of kinks in it. And it looks really slick and really good. It's not affordable right now for most people. It's not affordable. But if it becomes affordable, look out. Then it really will be like the internet, the magical internet. That thing, the internet, that people had no idea when they started talking about it. All right, then when the internet came along, and then we fast forward to apps and all of that, and social media, and all the conversations we have about anxiety and some of the wicked things that happen because of social media and the trolls and what's happening with politics and the rock throwing, I call it the virtual rock throwing that goes on, that has been a part of social media. It's like you look at Twitter especially. And Twitter has gone through a crazy evolution since Elon Musk took over. Twitter's U.S. ad sales have plunged 59% since he took over, right? And so, of course, he's trying to woo advertisers to come back. But for the first 5 weeks, from April 1st to the first week of May, it was 88 million. That's down almost 60% from a year earlier. They keep falling short. They keep falling short. They keep falling short. They keep falling short. So you kind of wonder what's going to happen with this bully pulpit, if you will. And lots of people use Twitter for reasons of alerting people to things, like when there's lockdowns at schools, when something happens with the local sheriff's office, somebody's a fugitive's on the loose, or there's been a car accident, or you should avoid this area. I mean, it is the place that people go to get the quick hit, the quick hit of whatever is happening that affects them. I mean, there is the other side of it, but there is the side of the information part that lots of governments, local governments, state governments, the federal government has embraced. I mean, your senators and congresspeople will get out of committee meetings, or there'll be something that's going on, like the debt ceiling crisis, and their feelings will be tweeted out, or a press release will be tweeted out. Something like that happens every single day that happens. So there's been public relations snafus with some of the big advertisers like Disney, you know, and this whole thing with the check marks and who's getting a check mark and all of that, and some of the mistakes that have happened. Remember when there's a lot of people that left Twitter on their own volition and then others that were fired, and then you start to wonder, well, where are all the competent people? And it started to bite, I think, Elon Musk and Twitter. So it's exploring ways to make it easier for advertisers to buy space on their platform. They're testing an automated system outside the United States to make deals. We'll see where that ends up. And, you know, they shied away from things like gambling and marijuana and all of that. But now their top advertisers, online gambling, fantasy sports betting. They also have ads for cannabis accessories, bongs, vapes, rolling paper. They have erectile dysfunction products, which, ooh, they were never going to have any of that kind of stuff. That's all over Twitter now at this point. They're trying to drum up interest for Twitter in any form that they can. So it is interesting. The volatile environment has been pretty challenging, I think, for Twitter. That's a big part of the reason. I talked to someone big in tech who didn't want to come on the show, but was happy to tell me, this is someone I respect and has been in the game for a very long time, that he really believes Twitter is gone in 2 years. You know how, and I call it rented space, people have however many followers on whatever site it is. It's Facebook, it's Twitter, it's Instagram. And I always say when I'm speaking, don't get married to the platform because it could go away. Will Twitter really go away in a couple of years, or will Elon Musk turn it all around? Your thoughts on all kinds of things, including Mike Pence. That really struck a nerve. That's next when we hit the mailbag.
Gotta make it clear. It's better this way. Yo, it's better this way. I know it's better this way. Yo, it's better this way.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. You could be paying more at the pump very soon. Saudi Arabia, the largest oil producer in OPEC, will reduce its daily oil production by 1 million barrels this summer. The move expected to drive up gas prices in the U.S. House Oversight Committee Chair Republican James Comer is initiating contempt proceedings against FBI Director Christopher Wray. Comer claims the FBI refused to hand over an unclassified document related to President Biden's alleged involvement in a criminal bribery scheme.
Americans have lost trust in the FBI's ability to enforce the law impartially and demand answers, transparency, and accountability.
Despite the FBI's offer to review the document in a secure area on Capitol Hill, Comer insists the Bureau is still not complying with the subpoena. And former Vice President Mike Pence is ready to join the already crowded Republican field running for president. He filed the paperwork to enter the race today. John Schaefer, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, America? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Oh,
let's
get in the mail, man.
No digging required, just massive, massive mail. So thanks for that. 24/7, email me your thoughts. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Jack says, yo, Delaney, Pence is in. You called it a long time ago, but I think we all knew he was going to do that, especially after he had that interview with David Muir on ABC. It was pretty evident that this was going to happen. What kind of a shot do you give him? I don't give him much of a shot. I think DeSantis is the only one who can give Trump a run for his money. Forget Nikki Haley, Asa Hutchinson, Tim Scott, and the rest of them. Not that I really know what they would do if they held that office. I just think that if you look at the polls and you are the princess of the polls, as you say, and you've been telling us Trump is always in the lead unless something dramatic happens, don't you expect that Pence really won't draw much? I think he has his fans. Like, don't get me wrong, when he was governor in Indiana, you remember that, and he absolutely has fans, and he has massive detractors too, and more importantly, I just don't see him having the numbers of Trump at all. He's jumping in. He says most people don't, they know me, but they don't know me. They're going to get to know me. So is there something that's going to come out that is going to blow you away on this campaign trail, the things that he's going to talk about? He's formally launching on Wednesday in Iowa. And it is a crowded house, but it's not a surprise, because then you're going to have not just Pence, but you're going to have the former New Jersey governor, Chris Christie, who also is going to jump into this too, which led to New Hampshire governor Chris Sununu saying that he had decided not to run for president because he says the party is on a collision course toward electoral irrelevance without significant corrective action. He said the stakes are too high. This is Sununu. The stakes are too high for a crowded field to hand the nomination to a candidate who earns just 35% of the vote. And he said, I'm going to help ensure this doesn't happen. So that is true. You know, you go through the whole polling thing. What's going to be interesting is what's going to happen in these debates. I mean, at least there's going to be a handful of debates for sure. I mean, and look, Pence has sought distance from some of the Trump things that happened, most famously, of course, January 6th. And now that is going to be what he's going to be asked about constantly. He's going to be asked about that relationship. He's going to be asked about everything relating to that. I can't imagine. I mean, yes, other things that are part of what's going on in our world, but there is still going to be, even though there was this cooling down period, and which is why I think he waited, there still is going to be so much focus on the two of them, their time together. I mean, he did say in the one interview that he did is that I'm proud of the things we did when we were in office and skated away from the sixth until he was directly pointedly asked about it and asked about Trump running, and he didn't say him by name, but just said that it was time for a change. So buckle up. 2024 is going to be really, really interesting. But no, I don't think, Jack, to get back to your original question, I don't think that he's the guy. I don't think he's going to get the votes that he needs, the confidence, the backing that he needs from the Republican Party at all. And I think Sununu's right. That makes it a fracture of how many votes are going where and what's happening. All right, let's move to this one. This one is from Joseph, who says, wow, that plane and the F-16 flybys, pretty scary stuff. Sad for the families having to deal with that. But the idea of the hypoxia, I know that I have a friend, Kate, that has a Cessna, and I remember what happened with Payne Stewart. You were talking about that the other night, and they couldn't do anything to get that plane to land. Everybody was completely zonked, and this looks very, very similar to it. They're lucky the plane did not end up dropping in the middle of New York or someplace else in the middle of a city, but it just came back around again and was headed home, which would be what would happen if it was on autopilot. So I think that is what happened. But I guess they'll go through the procedures, but I think the craziest thing is how long it took for the military jets to be scrambled and to actually get up there in the air. If we have secure airspace, it doesn't seem that secure to me. And of course, anybody who would be on our enemies list, they certainly know that this kind of thing is happening. It reminds me in a different way of the Chinese balloon, how it just flew across our airspace and nobody knew anything. And it's not the fault of the pilots. It's the people who should be paying attention to what's going on in the air. That's why we have air traffic controllers, and there's supposed to be that connection. Yeah, I'll be curious as to more details that will come out of this, right? The U-turn headed toward where it started, would it be normal for a plane to go to a destination and then make a U-turn and come back again with the autopilot? I don't know. I think they're going to scrutinize this, and they should, to figure it out, get more details, and figure out when air traffic control and the pilots stop responding even more specifically. And you know, it was flying at about 34,000 feet, and then it started to spiral to the ground. I mean, look, the engine just gets exhausted. It's out. Boom, it's gone. There's nothing left in the tank. And it just really seems like the NTSB will determine it, but it really seems like they lost pressure. And that's why the pilot couldn't use an oxygen system if they were all out. You know, forget about it. Just really sad all the way around. And luckily, nothing worse happened to anybody on the ground. All right, this one's from Charlie, who says, Kate, what I love it when you ask me about movies, because we get to go to the lighter stuff, right? Oh, you mean we give our brains a rest? Kate, I heard you talking about movies, and I was wondering if on your list would you have, besides Guardians of the Galaxy, which I think you mentioned that you saw, would you have Mission Impossible, the new Mission Impossible that is coming out, I think, in July. Are you kidding? Of course I have Mission Impossible on my list. I've seen all of them. In fact, just today, we took a break. When I took a break, we were watching the last Mission Impossible, which was in 2018. So that's the last Mission Impossible we've had of the new batch of Tom Cruise, you know, doing it. And this new one comes out on the 12th of July. You know, I like all that spy stuff. I do. I read all those books. You name the author, I've probably read them, or they're on my list. I've read some of them, from what I say is old school Tom Clancy to whoever else. I guarantee I've had them. And that's Mission Impossible. It's a series of American action spy films, right? And that was the old TV series, which I never saw the TV series. I've seen clips of it. And the whole idea of Ethan Hunt, the agent, and if you choose to accept your mission, and then this will self-destruct in 5 seconds. I don't know. There's something about it. I do. I like them. So, yes. On the 12th, I will do a cheap movie review. I'm sure I will see it, and I'll talk about it. I like the casts that are part of that Mission Impossible crew, and it's just, of course, it's just fun. So yes, and I did see Guardians of the Galaxy, the last one, and it was good. I think I mentioned this on the air that my whole family went to see it, and everybody kind of was a little misty. I don't know if the guys would admit to it, but everybody's sort of a little misty-eyed. I mean, they kind of tugged at us. It worked somehow. And I thought it was better. Like, I didn't think it was going to be awful, but it was better than I thought. And maybe it's because I call it pot invested. It's like a poker term that I've already seen the other ones. Okay, what do you got for me next? And, like, for example, the couple of the first Rockies, I like them. You get to Rocky 7, forget it. But then you spin off to Creed, and I like the beginnings of the whole Creed franchise. I think it's hard. It's like the Fast and Furious. I mean, they'll just be, to the end of time, they'll just be doing Fast and Furious, fast this, fast that. And I like the beginning ones, but then you lose me on the later ones. They just don't hold up for me. All right, Miller says, Kate Delaney, I am watching some of what is happening across this country, and it is so frightening. It just feels like people are melting down, more road rage, more people not being as kind to each other as I think in the past. I'm a 40-year-old man, and it just kind of feels that way to me. I don't know if it's my age and I'm more observant or what is happening, but I think people are stressed. Is it because we came out of the isolation of the pandemic? Not sure. I'm not sure either, and you have to tell me the specific scenarios. I think people are a little wound up these days. That's why I say you need that brain break and just be kind to each other, people. Send me your thoughts, like I said, at the top of this, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I don't know, maybe you want to try that love thing on land. I'm just saying, it seems like every other week we're talking about some weird thing that's happened on a cruise ship. So I said we were going cruising, and if you remember, there was the story of the 35-year-old man who went overboard on the Carnival Magic cruise after leaning over a balcony railing. That just happened last week. The unidentified man was still missing when the Coast Guard finally called off its search midweek. It happened at the beginning of last week. They scoured 5,000 square miles over the course of 60 hours. The woman that was with him, who I think was his fiance, said that, oh, he's just the greatest guy, the life of the party. Everyone loved him. He was fabulous, and he liked to gamble. He liked to have drinks. And then, poof, he was gone. And I don't believe it was any kind of weird suicide thing. Like, it wasn't like, okay, I went to sea, and because sometimes that happens. But that he just fell over. You know, he fell over, and that was that. Then there's the thing that happened, and I was so fascinated by this story. This 28-year-old named James Michael Grimes, he survived after going overboard on the Carnival Valor the night before Thanksgiving. He didn't remember falling. only waking up somewhere in the Gulf of Mexico with no boat in sight. So he did interviews about how did he survive. How did he fight for his life? He spent 20 hours treading water. Do you remember, and if you ever had swim lessons, you learned how to do this. Because, sadly, I had a cousin who was the same age as me. We were, his name's Michael. He drowned. And at the Jersey Shore. And because of that, everyone in my family, it was like mandated. Everybody, second cousins, fourth cousins, anybody in the family tree, everybody had to learn how to swim and how to take some lessons. And I can remember treading water. I mean, that was so emphasized. So he tread water for 20 hours. He was fending off jellyfish and at least one unidentified finned type creature. Not sure if it was a shark, but he did. So he made it through the night and the next day until night came again, and he tried eating objects that floated by, including a piece of bamboo. So when he started to do these interviews, because he got rescued, he finally was spotted by the crew of a bulk carrier vessel. You know how big they are. And then was rescued by Coast Guard helicopter after they saw him. And so they said a whole bunch of factors just kind of worked out for him. The Coast Guard said this, to survive that fall, to be afloat, no sharks ended up locating him. Then this vessel was in the right position. Then the Coast Guard could go in there and they could help and get him and all of that. So it's interesting. One of the things that he was asked is, well, how did you do this? And it was the treading water and how to float easier and how to be more buoyant and, you know, trying to chew on that bamboo and, you know, what could he do? So I saw today a list. I mean, this was serious. This is like starting to float around more stories about this. Like, okay, just in case you fall off of a cruise ship, there's some things you need to be prepared to do. And there's a list of the things that you can do so you survive this incident. If you should fall off the cruise ship, one of the number one things they tell you is don't panic. Don't panic. You've just fallen off the cruise ship. Nobody's going to find you. You're going to be lucky if a shark doesn't get you, if you aren't bleeding somewhere, if something else isn't happening, who knows, if your lungs don't fill up with water. But don't panic, because if you're gasping, panicking, it is true. Probably your lungs right away would be filled with water. You'll bring the water into your lungs. So I just thought it would be like kind of a public service announcement, because I know a lot of people in this audience cruise. You save your pennies, and you, for some reason, like to cruise, so don't panic. Don't panic is number one. Find anything that floats. You're in open water. You got to stay above surface. Whatever it is, you might be able, depending on your body and body fat, you might be able to float better than other people, but just float, a combination of floating and treading water and swimming. But what if the water's rough? You just got to do what you can do. Just try to make yourself float. So in the case of the 28-year-old that I told you about, he took off all of his clothes to make himself more buoyant, because he didn't want anything. He knew, I'm barely surviving, I got to do something, right? So that's what he did. So I mean, even a great swimmer can have a hard time staying afloat, that's for sure. Then the other thing is, make a signal however you can, including with trash. If you have any trash, let me get some of that trash. Put trash in your pockets just in case you fall over. So that's the whole idea. If there was a large pile, you could be spotted by rescuers. But again, good luck finding that large pile of trash. But I guess if something floats by, grab it, and that could be a lifesaver, right? And, of course, the key thing there is you got to be, you know, even this kid was treated for hypothermia after he was rescued because of what happens to you, the dehydration that happens to you. You just cannot drink any salt water. So that's the other thing. Do not drink any salt water. And I guess if you take off all your clothes or most of your clothes or get lighter, just keep something to shelter yourself from the sun, wrap it over your head. Boy, that would be such a frightening thing to have happen, wouldn't it? I just cannot even imagine. And those cruise ships are so big. I mean, even the smallest cruise ship, but especially now some of the massive ones. How in the world do they, especially if the water is rough, how are they spotting this little dot in the water? And if it's in the middle of the night, oh, I don't see how that happens at all. That's part of the thing. You know, you've got this new Royal Caribbean building the world's largest cruise ship. You definitely want to be falling off of that, because that is a floating city that looks like it has a city on top of another city. So I just felt compelled after I saw all this. I thought, wow, that is like the last thing I would want to, of all the things to be emergency prepared for, that would be the scariest thing, I think, to accidentally fly over the side of a cruise ship. I think it's incredible that he survived that. I mean, absolutely incredible that somehow he managed to survive that. Wow, wow, wow. All right, here we are at the tail end of the show. We started talking about the F-16 fighters and the boom, the sonic boom of those fighter jets pursuing that Cessna that sadly went down, and then the questions that will still be asked about why did it take so long for that to happen. And then quickly we leave you with this sad story about Robert Hansen, the former FBI agent, this is the part that's sad. He got more than $1.4 million for committing espionage for 2 decades on behalf of Moscow. He could have been given the death penalty, but he cooperated and cut a deal, and he was in prison for 20 years, 2 decades. He was found unresponsive on Monday morning in a cell at his prison, the prison where he was in Florence, Colorado, 79 years old. They even made a movie, if you remember, about this. And he cost some people their lives because of he was, you know, the counts of espionage, 15, and some other charges, because of how many people he gave up. There was somebody deep in the Kremlin that was just a top spy for the U.S. that he gave up, and he was executed. So it was deadly what he did. And just for those 20 years, $1.4 million in cash, bank funds, diamonds, Rolex watches, all of that. His assignments allowed him to have legitimate access to all this information about sensitive programs and operations. He turned over like 6,000 classified documents. My, oh, my. Hansen, dead at the age of 79. He admitted he was motivated by money rather than ideology. Of course, of course. People, crazy times out there. Be safe, be sane, be happy, my friends.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.